Hello everybody, agus tá fáilteróid go Clár Ellis a shrá, the OTV Archive Project Radio Show. Se seo iver a trucadó. Number 32 out of 50. And four interviews with live music can be heard in today's program. So, I'm not going to hang about. We're going to go straight away into the 28th of May 2009, the On The Verge live radio show. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to On the Verge. You're tuned to Dublin South 93.9 FM. We're live here coming to you from the fifth floor in the Dundrum Town Centre. Hope you're enjoying the weather out there, out in the garden with a transistor. Remember those days? We open tonight with a track from Elevator. It's called It's Time, Girl. It's taken from the demo they gave me a few weeks back, and playing it just to give you a heads up that they're going to be live on this show on the 11th of June. Live on the show tonight, we have My Pejip. We think that's it. They're in the other room. But with me now, I have Elder Roach, and that's Carl and Alexis in the studio with me. Welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for coming up
much.
To On the Verge. First time on the show for the lads, and a great pleasure. After hearing you, we played your EP a few times, at least three times over the last few weeks, to let people know you're going to be on the show, and a very nice piece of work it is as well. So Carl, Diamond is a kind of a little forerunner for the album, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and the album's nearly finished. Due to hit the shops when-ish?
I'm aiming for August.
Okay, it's going to be called Nobody Knows.
Nobody knows.
And
Hope Brady is forgiving on that.
That's the answer. That's the answer he gives when he's asked when is it coming out. Nobody knows. Work taken over the last 3-4 years of your material?
It was actually work trying to get out of that mindset. I was pretty much like, I recorded the album quite a while ago, and it was a very, very quick project. The producer that I was working with refused to sort of pander over anything. He just sort of moved very swiftly on, and I liked his way of working. Mm. But I was in a creative mindset. I was very much like in my right brain, and I had to get the left brain working, so that took a lot longer than I expected.
But you're happy to let it go now. How many songs have you put on it?
There's 12 songs on it.
12 songs, okay, the dozen. And the studios, was it all done in one studio, or did you start?
We moved around. We did a lot in Cork City, and quite a lot of the percussion and overdubs in Skull.
Oh, getting away from it all down there.
Beautiful. Up in the mountains.
Yeah, beautiful. You're Dublin though yourself, are you?
Yeah.
What part are you from?
Temple Oak.
Okay. South Dublin, promoting South Dublin. That's what we're here for. We're going to let our listeners who may not have been tuning in over the last couple of weeks, we're going to let them hear a bit of your music first from the EP, which is called Diamond, and we're going to play the title track.
Doctor, my eyes are too real. She can't control her blood.
Still someone there with them shakers walking around at the end there. That's Diamond, the title track from an EP released by Elder Roach recently, wasn't it? It was in April sometime. When was that let out?
April 24th.
Yeah, so it's only, we're right on the button. And it's available in all good record shops, or only some of them?
Yeah, all the good record shops. It's available online at the moment.
Okay.
It's on iTunes.
And how do people go about getting it?
Just like you can download it from iTunes or CD Baby.
CD Baby as well.
Napster, pretty much all of them.
And your own website?
Elderroach.com.
Elderroach.com. And you have a MySpace? To go the same /?
Pretty much. It's Elder Roach. Everything's
Elder Roach.
Roach,
R-O-C-H-E. R-O-C-H-E. There are variations, but this is the real one. We're going to get a song now, a live one, as is our wont on this show. What have you chosen to do live for us?
This is a slow song from the album. I'm going to start with a pretty slow song. It's called Flowering Flame.
Flowering Flame.
Okay. And it's going to be the first time that I've played guitar live since
On the Verge. We love exclusives. And here's another exclusive for you folks. You'll hear it nowhere else except on community radio, something like this. Elder Roach going to be a big star over the next few years, and here he is debuting his guitar work on Flowering Flame.
The feeling I truly thought died, the storm of a battle I once fought inside of the morning. My flowering flame, you give my love your name. And just when I thought I could see in the dark, you plucked me a star and you fed me a spark without warning. My flowering flame, you give my love your name. My flowering flame, you give my love your name. Incredibly smitten by your grace, but my nose has been bitten off my face. Despite my disfigurement, I'll embrace unadorned you. My flower, give my love your name. My flowering flame, you give my love your name. My flowering flame, you give my love your name. My flowering flame.
Excellent. Flowering Flame, played for you live by Elder Roach with Alexis on accompanying guitar there. And that was a debut for his guitar work on radio, Mr. Elder Roach, or Carl. Now, you got a few gigs. You got a few gigs coming up. Have you that kind of promoting the CD, and or are you planning waiting for the festivals, or what's the story?
I'd be waiting a long time if I was waiting for the festivals. No, I just want to be honest with you. I just want to be on the road.
Yeah.
I want to. The gigs are trickling in at this stage, and it's great to just.
You've had good feedback on the EP though, basically, haven't you? You know, I mean, it's been
pretty positive so far. now I have my head in the sand a little bit when it comes to how sweet people can be, because I'm afraid of being too affected by the bad news.
I don't really want to see it. Yeah, but I mean, you've been on stage with people like Paddy Casey, Damien Rice, Juno Falls. I mean, over the past, they've reckoned your talents and had you come and support them. So obviously, you've got some people who do appreciate what you're doing, and that must be a good comfort and a spur at the same time, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was well stuck into it when I was younger, like, and then I sort of lost sight of it and sort of disappeared for about 4 or 5 years. Went into the 9-to-5 world and became part of
was that still in Ireland, or were you abroad? Or
it was in Ireland, it was abroad. I was living in Germany for a while.
Oh, okay.
I became part of the flock in Ireland, and then it was actually Miles O'Reilly from Juno Falls that asked me to play some piano with them, and I absolutely no confidence, hadn't played for a long time, still was writing in my own bedroom, but I said that I'd love to do like a support slot.
Yeah.
So I ended up doing like a tour with them in around Ireland, and the last gig was in school in West Cork, and I was due to be back in work on the Monday. This was a Saturday night, and 6 months later I was still in West Cork. I just never left.
Okay, so you went native.
Went native, yeah.
We're going to listen to another track from the EP, and I've played this one a couple of times as well because I really like it. It's a very different kind of track. This is called Scream Inside a Bottle.
Doubt sulks in his armchair by the fire where he wonders, while those fickle little worries never leave him alone. Doubt wrote in his book oaths taking against taking, soul-breaking poisons tied up bare in stone. And he's a scream inside a bottle. Scream inside a bottle. In the windy warm weather, the flames dance around, they flutter like feathers on a torn jagged ground. On the brown mottled window, the sepia sun lights up like a rainbow before it goes down. And he's a scream inside a bottle. A scream inside a bottle. Scream inside a bottle.
Inside a Bottle. That's Elder Roach from the Diamond EP. And Elder are here. That's Carl and Alexis. And they're going to give us another live song. But first of all, I want you to tell me about upcoming gigs over the next 3 weeks, 4 weeks, something like that.
We're getting busy. Next week we're playing in Waterford. We're playing the Waterfront Session, something like that. La-di-da-di-da. I should have brought my notes with me. onwards and upwards, we're on the 24th, we're playing in DeBarra's.
Oh, Clonakilty.
Yeah, in Clonakilty. Yeah. And then on the 25th, we're playing in McCarthy's in Castletown Bear. 26th, we're playing in McCarthy's in Dingle.
Oh, all right.
Which is a fantastic little pub. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that now, big time. And on the 27th, which is the Saturday night, I'm playing in Vaughan's in Clifton, which I'm looking forward to as well.
Oh, yeah, man, Clifton, God.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really doing a beautiful West Coast tour there, man. You know, I've got to say, like, I really envy you, you know, if the weather stays like this especially. But at any time of the year, to be out there, you know, when it's dark and moody, it's just as wonderful as it is, you know.
Well, it's almost nicer to when it's raining, because you're in the car the majority of the time. Yeah. So,
but I mean, I love the way the light suddenly changes, you know, especially if you're going out by Mam, you know, or that area, the 12 bends, and suddenly the light changes.
Yeah.
And it almost feels like a religious experience, you know.
It really is. Like, it's glorious.
Okay, we have time to get one more live one from you, Carl.
Oh, fantastic.
What would you like to do now?
I'm going to do Figures Dressed in Black, first time on guitar again. So.
Oh, Figures Dressed in Black for you live. It's Elder Roach.
Cool. Broken instrument leaning up against the wall. The lights dance the dust around the room. High school shivers creeping, crawling up my back and rise up high in the chest of the figures dressed in black. I think I'll play a song I wrote upon these rusting strings, the notes that groan and plea and whine for me to let them be. I've got my cuts beneath the scratches of the voice that I lack. Got words between the screams inside the figures dressed in black. I'm captivated by the evening shades of black you wear. Hiding in the shadows are your veiled faces. And through the light so stark quiet, I'm boiling on the skin. Please step out from those shadows and show me your sweet faces. My mind swims round in circles where swims a melody. I've lived and I've died trying to find the right key. Well, I found it here, collecting dust like a piece of bric-a-brac. I found all the words I need from those figures dressed in black. Pros and cons are all weighed up, all weighed up. On the other hand, no, no, my palms are clowns. I can't even begin to pry open. I'm captivated by the evening shades of black you wear. Hiding in the shadows are your veiled faces. And to the light so stark quiet, I'm boiling on the skin. Please step out from those shadows and show me your sweet faces. Cause I would like to know, I would like to know, I would like to know just who you are. Step a little closer to me.
Let me see your faces shining from the shadows like magpies. I would really like to know, I would really like to know, I would like to know just who you really are.
Wonderful stuff. You lucky people. I've just been listening to Elder Rocha playing live for you from our Dundrum Hot House Studios. Elder's EP is available everywhere, and watch out for the album coming soon, which is called Nobody Knows. And if you want to find out where he's gigging, he's doing a West Coast tour. Obviously, you can check that out on his MySpace/ Elder Roche, Roche, or www.elderroche.com. Is that right?
That's yeah. Right, okay. Yes.
Thanks again, lads. Wonderful to have you here, and thanks for making the effort.
Very well, thank nice you very much. I enjoyed it.
You are listening to an On the Verge Productions program, which was first broadcast in 2009.